It is not just Veterans Day. It is also homecoming weekend at Southern Oregon University, time for a swelling of campus pride. There's been a bunch of that pride on the athletic side in recent years. SOU's football team won the smallest college national championship in 2014 and lost in last year's final, but that's winner and runner-up in back-to-back years. Quite an accomplishment for a program that did not have a strong tradition of success up to that point. Our guest this hour was involved in a couple of film projects documenting the team's rise to power. Michael Bryant was also a player at SOU in that championship season. And Michael Bryant, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's good to have you here. So you were part of the championship team then. Did you arrive essentially about the same time as Coach Craig Howard?
I did. 2011. It was I was up in Salem at high school, graduating, not sure what I was going to do. And both my high school coach and my dad said, hey, we got a coach that's coming to Southern Oregon University that we both know, and we really want you to see if you want to do a recruiting trip down there.
So this is not a program that, as we pointed out, was known for a great deal of success over the years or known for much of anything. It was kind of hard to get some recognition when you're in a town as small as this. One of the funnier aspects of this, though, is Craig Howard himself trying to find some video online of Southern Oregon University football. And what did he find when he went there?
He tells a story. He loves to tell it. It was trying to find out more about Southern Oregon University. Went on YouTube, searched SOU football. The only video he could find was some YouTube, grainy YouTube video of the bus catching fire on the side of the interstate on the way up to a game. And the players rushing to grab whatever they could before the stadium just went up in flames.
And that was the totality of SOU football clips online in 2011? Wow. But Craig Howard took the job anyway.
He did. He said it was like a homecoming. He had a very special place for the Rogue Valley in his heart, and he really wanted the opportunity to come back and do something special here.
He's Grants Pass guy originally, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did he do to address the video view the world had of SOU football? It sounds like he got to this pretty quickly upon arrival.
Yeah, he hired a bunch of great coaching staff, and one of them was Matt Atkins. He was a former player, and he said, hey, Matt, you know, go to the school, get some video equipment, start making some stuff that we can be proud of.
So the way the story is told, Craig Howard, upon arrival at SOU in 2011, began talking about a national championship right away.
Yeah, there was no delay.
What made him so confident?
That's the question that I think everyone asks themselves. Like, who is this guy? This crazy old guy. It was him. It was his belief that if you can pull in a good group of coaches, a good group of players that had character and then had talent, that you could do something special. And he was right.
There's a bunch of video shorts in addition to a full-length documentary project called Becoming, and we'll talk about one that you're working on as well. One of the video shorts, this is from Becoming, and this is a clip of the general attitude about the view of a national championship at Southern Oregon University in those early days.
Why not you? He came in and said that to us the very first day, and I remember it like it was yesterday, because you don't think that way. A lot of people don't think that way. They pigeonhole themselves. And he walked into the room and he said, why not you? Why not the people in this room? Why can't you be the ones to be it?
Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
You bought into that plan and you bought into that dream, and now we're going to Daytona.
Going to Daytona and ultimately to win the national championship in December of 2014. I remember sitting in a room at the campus of Southern Oregon University watching those events unfold 3,000 miles away. Very proud moment on the SOU campus. But, I mean, it's a really simple question, isn't it? It's like, why not you?
Why not you?
Who else is going to do this?
Yeah.
So, but now, as one of the people who arrived essentially as a player at the same time this coach was arriving, was there some, among the players at first?
Yeah, because... Well, for me personally, I had come from a high school that hadn't gone to the playoffs for 20 years, and so I had never really experienced what being in a winning football program felt like. And I imagine that maybe there were some other people like that. But slowly but surely, Coach just challenged more and more people, jump in the pool. Here's the program. Here's the plan. Here's how we're going to do it. And, yeah, people just bought into it. He just has a way of saying, like, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And it was awesome. It was great.
Did Craig Howard have a way then and now of weeding out the people who might not have a full buy-in to the program?
Exactly. He often throughout the season talks about how, you know, if you're not buying into the program, then, you know, this is not for you. And he's very adamant about that. He's very adamant about not sacrificing the quality of the players that we have in terms of, oh, maybe this is a really talented guy, but not so sure about all this other stuff. But he's all about really trying to get players to rise above in character.
We're talking about Southern Oregon University football, which has had a rather startling spate of success with a national championship in 2014 and playing in the national championship game, though losing just last year. Not quite as good a team this year, perhaps, at least not as good a record, let's put it that way. So we're talking to Michael Bryant, who is a former lineman, offensive lineman for SOU, and also a filmmaker and working on some projects at the moment that we'll get to in just a bit. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760, maybe a fan, maybe a player, maybe a football coach. You can share some insights with us at 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The comparison is often made that, you know, this was a year in which, in December of 2014, we're talking about the Oregon Ducks good enough to go to the national championship game, which they did and lost. SOU going to the national championship game, and most of Oregon going, huh? Where's that? I mean, so give us an overall sense, though, of what it's like, Michael, to play in the NAIA, which is not even the NCAA Division III. It's even smaller than that. And this is not the land of big scholarships and lavish facilities like the Ducks have.
It's the epitome of what I believe is small college football. It's players and coaches who have an extreme passion for the game, have a passion for being there and putting in the hours and working your, you know, just everything. Just it's not about the huge luxurious amenities and the big scholarships. It's just about the love of the game.
Are there any scholarships at this level?
There are. So in the NAIA that we are allowed to give scholarships, so it's more equated towards, I believe, Division II, where I believe Division III NCAA, you're not allowed to give scholarships, I believe.
Okay, NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, so a separate organization from the NCAA completely. So not a lot of money in the program, as we just pointed out. I noticed that the largest cash payouts to an individual in Oregon's public employee retirement system are to the Ducks' former football coach, Mike Bellotti. I'm going to guess, just a wild guess, that Craig Howard's compensation package is just a bit less.
Just maybe a little bit less. But he gets by. He gets by, just as all our coaches and players do.
Is it true he still lives in Grants Pass, in part because he can't afford to live in Ashland?
I believe, you know, he would love, I'm sure, to be in Ashland. And, yeah, it's just some of the limitations that we face. But, you know, he does a great job of being here on campus, being involved with the community. And it's amazing, you know, because he does. He lives 45 miles away.
So talk about the situation for students like yourself, though, when you were on the team. You've graduated now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you were on the team, though, I mean, it sounds like some of the guys had to work a number of jobs to be able to make ends meet for themselves as well.
Yeah. I've heard of people doing everything from, you know, bouncing when they're able to, being at a door, to just, you know, moving couches. We've had a lot of opportunities to move a lot of couches and furniture in the Ashland area, which is, you know, always gets a little bit more.
Well, that's right. There was the old Rent the Raiders program, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you guys actually did move furniture for people.
Yeah. It's a great way to make a little bit of extra money.
So if the players are working jobs and going to classes, I mean, how much time each day is spent on football in a program like this?
Man, I mean, I recall waking up at 5:30 in the morning to get to weight training by, you know, 6:15, and then we're weight training, you know, practice in the morning, and then there's studying and there's footage review. It's intensive. It's a full-time job.
So there are going to be some frustrating days, obviously. You know, you're late for class, or you're up late with your homework, or you strained a muscle in practice. I mean, at this level, what keeps a player going?
I think each other. I think it's the love for one another on the team, on the coaching staff, the realization that we have a common goal that is not to glorify ourselves, but to do something that's bigger than each of us as a team.
And this idea, and Craig Howard, I know, had said, you know, we're going to get you a degree. I noticed he said that first. We're going to get your degree and a national championship was essentially a promise made to the players if they worked hard. The coaches apparently hammer that goal home too. There's another clip we can run here from one of the shorter films called Off Season about the Southern Oregon University. Let's hear that.
Now listen, the big thing that I ask you as we go throughout this week, all right, that everybody talks about winning a national championship. Questions on it, willing to come in here and work for a national championship. And then as you go throughout your week, and as you go back and you think about what you did this week, you ask yourself, did I put in the work to win a national championship?
Wow. So it sounds like national championship talk was pretty prevalent.
It was. It was something that we keep hammering home because I think everyone wanted to continue to believe in it and not settle for less.
Who was that coach we heard talking
about?
That
was Coach Toblin, who left in 2013, but he was huge. He was huge in bringing us to where we were.
Was he a strength and conditioning coach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also did defense.
Okay. So did anybody ever mutter, even under their breath, you know, can we give the national championship a rest?
I'm sure. You know, I mean, I never heard any of that. But, I mean, you know, when you get back to your room and you're just so stinking tired, you're probably thinking, man, yeah, I mean, is it worth it? And that's something I have to think about. You know, it's like we're not getting, you know, thousands of dollars or anything. So what are we doing it for? And I think, yeah, that's why we kept reaffirming this is for something that's bigger than all of us.
Michael Bryant, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, former player for Southern Oregon University's football team. The Raiders went to the national championship and won in 2014, went to the national championship and lost in 2015. We'll talk about the playoff picture in just a moment with him. But you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about this dedication that brought a team of young men from Southern Oregon to the national championship in back-to-back years, which is a nearly impossible feat, although I notice your opponents did it as well. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us here on the Exchange. That's the phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So the film project you're working on now is called Momentum. Tell people the meaning of that title in the Coach Craig Howard system.
As there's a lot of Howardisms, things that Coach Howard has said, and one of them that stuck with me is this idea of the momentum. And something we would do during a game is that any time that we've scored, we want to carry the momentum forward to be able to score again. And that whole idea really resonated with me, especially after I finished up football and was thinking about where do I go from here in my life. And that has been a big lesson. And so I think the idea of momentum is a really interesting way to look at football and a really interesting way to look at life.
So you've really tried to maintain the momentum you got from there into your own life.
Yeah, there's a lot of Coach Howardisms I try to take and carry on.
So is the movie constructed specifically around Southern Oregon University football, or is it a bit of your own story as well, pushing beyond graduation, beyond the football field?
No, this is definitely a story that's focused on SOU football, and the more I thought about it, I've wanted to dial it more in on the coaching staff. You think about, you know, the epitome of this passion for football, and I really do think about our coaches, these guys who put in more hours than any player, and again, are not being paid like the U of O, you know, duck staff.
To put it mildly, yeah. In fact, the whole momentum thing is so pervasive throughout the program that after SOU scores a touchdown, it's not just the team. What's the crowd doing?
They're doing the same thing. We have everyone stand up, put five fingers in the air, and go, Mo, Mo, Mo.
Okay. If you're ever attending a game for the first time, it's like, what are they saying? Well, I can't quite make out the words here. So, yeah, momentum for Mo. Everybody's got a part to play. What happens when a player steps out of line in the Craig Howard system?
Coach Howard is, you know, he definitely, he's harsh and he's fair. I mean, he doesn't want to let things just slide. He's not a guy to be like, oh, well, I mean, he's a good player, so, yeah, I guess we won't do it. I mean, he definitely is not afraid to say, no, this just, that's how it is, and leave it at that. But in the same vein, I think he really does care about second chances and trying to see players who maybe have stepped out of line, try to join us back in the fold and rise above. And we have had amazing players that have had that happen and come back and be big contributors to the team.
In what sense? Contribute how?
Whether that's in their leadership or on the field, it's often both. It's often players that stepped out of line, messed up, did a mistake, but then they wrote their wrongs and they came back to you know, make big plays and be great leaders to the team because of their example, to really double down on the values of the program.
Which kind of gets to the heart of things, which is the work ethic that seems to pervade the program of Southern Oregon University football. Here's another clip from one of the other short films about the program. The film is called Here, and this really gets to the heart of the work ethic.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
So who was that voice we heard there?
If it sounds familiar, it's because it was Will Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, Matt Atkins, who edited that video, he edits a lot of our inspirational and hype videos. It's just a clip that he pulled off YouTube, but he really felt that it resonated, and it did with our players. And it's always just great to watch the guys get excited when they're watching that.
That's a very Tom Brady-like approach, isn't it, though? You know, where your physical talent may not be up to the challenge, the fact that you can work a lot harder than another person and gain some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So SOU did go to the national championship game the year after it won against the same team, different result. I mean, how does this has always been something I've wondered about for teams that are successful and the ones that can continue to be successful at a high level is how you get players motivated to try again for something they've already achieved.
Mm. I mean, that's a great question. And I do recall, you know, in 2015, it did seem, you know, there was a few players that kind of like, oh, well, we've already been there, done that. And there were, you know, thankfully many more players that said, no, we're not satisfied. And I think in the same thing this season, we had many, many players that said, no, we weren't satisfied. And that's what it takes. I think, you know, and there's a lot of other factors at play, but I definitely agree. It takes the will to say, no, we're pushing for more.
Well, and in fact, SOU did get back to the final game again against Marion University of Indiana, and this time losing in 2015. Different quarterback. A few people had graduated from the 2014 championship team. Are there any playoff prospects for SOU this year? I know the team had a losing streak.
From what I understand, this game will be the last game of the season, barring some very odd circumstances.
This homecoming game, this mm-hmm. homecoming weekend. Have you been back? I mean, it sounds like you're back on a fairly regular mm-hmm. basis anyway.
Yeah, in the beginning of the season, I was trying to film as many games as possible. And then they had a couple of away games. And just because of travel logistics, I wasn't able to attend those. But I really tried to attend everything I could and try to really capture their story of what's going on.
You didn't play in the championship game yourself, is that right?
No, not in 2014. I had a knee injury, and they said, hey, you know, I understand that you really can't do a whole lot, but, you know, if you can practice and do what you can and then film on the games, then we can put you on the travel squad. And I said, hey, that sounds like a great plan to me.
So did you get to travel to all those away games?
I did, and it was a great, you know, to be able to continue to contribute even a small way it really helped me out.
Tell me in particular about the game at Carroll College. That was a quarterfinal game, was it? And what was it, like 12 degrees when you guys got out of bed that morning?
Oh my goodness, yeah. And I believe it dropped down to -24 with the wind chill, and it was just a blizzard. You could hardly, you know, see across the field. It was just this blur of white, and they would have leaf blowers, and they'd bring in a bobcat to scrape the bottom of the field, and it was just ice.
That's amazing stuff. So cold as all get out, and SOU managed to win that game on an opponent's field in miserable conditions, and in fact with a very late comeback. I mean, talk about the belief of that squad that it could do pretty much what it needed to do when it needed to do it, because, I mean, there was a late score. I mean, SOU led late, gave up a late score, and then drove down the field and scored again. I remember that game.
Well, what you said, believe, I mean, that was literally what we would yell out on the sideline. Coach Howard, Coach Foz, different players on the team, they would just look at each other and just believe, believe. And that's what did, you know, again, and I think that's what brought us all the way to Daytona back twice, is just that belief.
So the films we used clips from, including the hour-long Becoming, are all online on YouTube. What is your plan for Momentum in terms of what you need to do to finish it up and where you're going to put it?
Yeah, Momentum right now is a project that had started late in this summer and was something that I was still really trying to figure out, making that transition from graduating into the real life. And it's something I still really want to pursue. I think, as I said before, it's something I really want to focus more about the coaches, as they are, I feel like, are the kind of the epitome of what it means to really just give it your all for this passion of football, and really kind of take a bigger look at just the forward progress and taking steps back. And I think hopefully this season, I think, sets a stage for where this story can actually begin.
Give us a sense of the, I mean, I'm sure you worked with a couple of football coaches from, you know, Pop Warner level on up to college. And has anybody ever really taken a hold of your, just shoving you in the right direction in the way that Craig Howard did at SOU?
No, there's something that's wholly unique about Coach Howard. And I've had some great coaches throughout my 11 years of playing football. And, you know, it's really funny because I've, you know, my father was coached by Coach Howard at Oregon Tech in Klamath Falls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've heard some interesting Coach Howard stories of when he was just a young 20-something fireball and how he's changed over the years and he's adapted his own coaching style to where it is now. And it gives, you know, it gives me inspiration. It gives me some insight into how we can change and develop and find success throughout our lives.
What are your plans right now? It sounds like you've been doing a few things here and there since graduation.
Yeah, right now I told myself after I graduated in June that I really wanted to stay a year in Ashland and really experience the Rogue Valley without university. And so far I've stuck to that commitment and it's been really great because I've had tons of connections and tons of opportunities to continue to be a student in a more conventional way, you know, really get some real life experience.
A student of life in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Michael Bryant is a former player for the Southern Oregon University football team, a graduate of SOU and a filmmaker, and he's working on a project that you heard called Momentum. And we look forward to seeing that down the road.
Thank you very much, Jeff.